Welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents. It's Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. And don't mess with Bill.
Don't mess with Bill.
It's an important thing.
It is an important
thing. Listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM, 92.7 FM out of Madison. We're also in Waukesha on 540 AM as well as 101 FM. The Shaw, give us a call, 844-967-2789.
The whole swath of Wisconsin. Sorry.
The southern swath of Wisconsin.
I just wanted to get that
in. Give us a call, just like Bill from Oconomowoc, who you should not mess with, because the song says, don't mess with Bill.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. Here goes. There's a law called negligent homicide, which states that if you willingly or knowingly put somebody in harm's way that causes death or dismemberment, you're guilty of negligent homicide. Well, I guarantee you right now there's a bunch of young lawyers that are willing to take on a mass lawsuit on people spreading the wrong information on anti-vaxxing. I mean, figure it out. We all know that the majority of the people that unfortunately passed away from COVID, many of them were anti-vaxxers. Many of them took no precautions. Well, that was their choice, but now our families left without them, and many of them income earners, and all of a sudden, things are running out. This guy's gone, or this woman's gone, and, you know, our family's falling apart. And some sharp attorney says, who did they listen to? Where did they get their information? Because whether it's Johns Hopkins, Mayo Clinic, or Dr. Fauci, they all agree, get the vaccine. So therefore, they said they could never sue tobacco. Well, they did. And just wait till this lawsuit hits the fan. Because all these young lawyers have, or they could be older lawyers, but something tells me there's some young guys out there that says, hey, we can be set for life. All we got to do is push this one through. You get a group, you get a legal team, you put it together, and when it happens, oh my gosh, are there going to be repercussions? What do you guys think?
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, there's people who have made a living out of just making frivolous lawsuits all the time. They're the lawyers hired by Will, and they sue the state of Wisconsin over anything that doesn't resemble what they want to happen all the time. So,
hey, Brian, they sue not just the state of Wisconsin. They sue any county government, any city government, any level of government. It's not just the state government anymore. But Will is also expanding out their scope. They're representing individuals in Tennessee and North Carolina. Oh. Yeah, they do a lot of right-wing stuff now. It's not necessarily just the Wisconsin Institute of Law.
And again, I'm not saying that this would be a frivolous lawsuit, Bill. I'm just saying that there's a wide scope of things that are litigated in this country, and I am sure that you're correct that at some point someone is going to bring this up, and let's hope it gets some traction, because it depends on where it's going to go. It might get quashed very quickly.
Or say if it gets some traction, though, Brian, it's going to be like those 30-second ads that are running all the time. Is like, have you or a loved one been wrongfully listening to the anti-vax information? You may be subject to compensation. Give us a call, and then it'll be an 800 number.
You know
number.
What? The people who are anti-vax will go and absolutely cash in on it and still be anti-vax anyway.
Probably. There's no necessary cure for that.
It's the American way. You can cash in on it anyway.
Oh, geez. All right. Let's
go. Folks, if you want to cash in on your time here, give us a call, 844-967-2789. We're not going to give you any money for it, but you'll be cashing in your time. Jack from Merrimack, how you doing, man?
Hey, all right. Beautiful day out here, even if it is a little cold. Do you think really anybody expects Rebecca Clayfish or any Republican not to be hypocritical about something like vaccinations or voting or voting rights? Because I sure don't.
Jack, the same people promoted death panels and then had the nerve to say Obama lied about you could keep your doctor or not, which, by the way, I understand that bothers people, and I get that. But it's not the same as saying there's death panels. You see what I'm saying? There's an amazing amount of cognitive dissonance among the folks. And I'm just fascinated. At this point, I'm not necessarily getting mad about it.
I'm mad about it.
This is wrong. You can please be mad about it. I just don't have the strength to be. I'm more just an observer here with popcorn going, how dumb is this going to get? Please show me how dumb.
Well, that's unfortunate. But the Republican Party keeps using the ignorance of their voters and stoking fear and anger and hatred. That's their entire platform. It was in 2020, other than let's reelect a misogynistic, abusing liar to the presidency. I mean, the hypocrisy in that party is amazing.
Jack, I do want to correct you, Jack. They did update their platform. Okay, it's just you be you and
let Americans be Americans as per Americans Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson is spearheading that effort. It's great. Don't want to get into specifics.
No specifics.
We don't have any. But really, just competitive taxes and less regulation in general. So great.
Yeah, that's always been, let's give away billions to billionaires. That's always been their platform. But I haven't heard of anything of a real update.
Well, that's real, baby. You can bank that on that stuff.
Yeah, you got something else, Jack? What do you got before we move on to the next caller? What else you got?
Ballot harvesting. What's ballot harvesting? I mean, that's I know what it's supposed to be. The question in my mind is, did anyone quote unquote ballot harvest ballots from people who were not valid voters that validly filled out their absentee ballot? If that wasn't the case, if they didn't harvest anybody that was illegally voting or incorrectly voting, then, what's wrong with it? That would be my question.
Yeah, exactly. I need to know exactly how the fraud occurs for me to go and say whether I'm outraged or not, because all I've heard is, well, it could. They could.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, you've been thinking about this for a while. How could it?
Right.
And they're like, but it could.
Conservatives have just argued that, the absentee ballot process makes it so much easier to cheat. Well, please provide examples. If you believe that there are widespread issues out there, that there was widespread fraud and cheating with absentee ballots, please bring that case forward. Michael Gableman is looking for it. You can find him at a liposuction clinic in Brookfield. He is doing an extensive review.
Easier to find the liposuction clinic than it is to find his office. So just find
it. It's because the liposuction clinic, it's behind the liposuction clinic, Brian. So you have to go through that, I think. I don't know. The rented space is weird. There's apparently
either way,
you
got to meet with him in private in the back area.
Right.
Does it have a window?
I have no idea. I would never, I never want to see that office space. So I don't know.
Well, if it's good enough for Trump and Putin, it's good enough for Gableman.
But again, this was the most scrutinized election in history. There have been numerous court cases, recounts, audits, everything. There has been no widespread fraud, and Republicans seem to not be able to drop that. And in fact, the fraud that they contend was out there in 2020 seems like the front runner for the Republican nominee for governor here in the state of Wisconsin used that same exact method to vote in 2020, folks. So,
wow.
Pretty out there. But up next, we got Pizza Box Mike joining us. Pizza Box, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was hoping he'd call back on the ballot harvesting, but I probably got the reason why that person hung up. But first of all, when the Republicans accuse the Democratic Party of ballot harvesting, what they're talking about is going to parks and places to register people to vote. That's all it is. It doesn't have anything to do with any ballots. It's about registering people to vote, and then they can go ahead and vote. But it's kind of funny that someone from Waukesha would bring up ballot harvesting after, what was it, 2013, when they, ballot harvested a sack that wasn't tagged properly the day after an election for that turd Prosser. Remember that one? That was ballot harvesting.
Yeah, a bunch of extra ballots showed up in the trunk of a Camry or something like that. I forget the exact make
of
the model
of
the car.
It's fine when they do it. It's fine. Nobody looked for bamboo then, and the bamboo technology was not available then. So we really don't know, right?
Yeah, I mean, they always come up with these terms and then, project them onto other people because they wrote the book on ballot harvesting and everything else that's wrong in this world.
I'd like to read that book just to have the information in general. Just perhaps it could tell me how I can scrub my body with something other than steel wool, but still feel clean.
Right. You want the exfoliating nature of steel wool, but not something as corrosive for your skin, Brian. That's really what it comes down to.
I feel like it's a guilty choice. You know what I mean? Like if you're just going to use a nice scrub, like a regular, like decent scrub, like, or even like the lava stuff or the orange, you know, the Agent Orange. I don't know. I've worked with grease before. There's stuff that eventually comes off, and I'm not saying there's grease on there. I'm just, you know, trying to think of things that are hard to get off your hands, and there's dirt and grime and stuff, and you know, there's a lot of products that are really good for that that also don't. Because I've had a lot of jobs where I have to work with my hands, especially in hot water, washing stuff. A bar back, I have my hands in bar water for the entire night almost. And I still have, you know,
those were the brutal shifts when you had to be in the sinks the entire evening like that.
Every winter, and then you go outside and your hands freeze, the outside of your hands freeze and all your skin cracks. And every time you reach into your pockets, it's agony. And oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But we digress.
Where were we again? I'm in pain now.
Pizza Box, we appreciate the call. You can be like Pizza Box. Give us a call. Dueling Tangents, 844-967-2789. And so, Brian, yeah, that's the headline of the day. But you wouldn't believe there was apparently some video released as well today for...
Yeah, you sent me this video, and I was watching it going, who's trying to punk who? But somebody's trying to punk somebody.
I know. It's really long. It's about a 25-minute clip from a constituent, allegedly, that was meeting with Representative... Elijah Behnke, so new representative elected during the midst of the pandemic, I believe. 2020 was his first year getting elected, and so this is his first legislative session or cycle that he's been in the Wisconsin legislature. He was meeting with constituents, and this individual filmed the 20-25 minute long conversation through, I don't know if the phone was in their armpit exactly. It's kind of a weird angle, and they're shifting.
It's a weird...
But they're hiding the phone. Yeah, but essentially this video kind of displayed some... I guess disarray is usually the word thrown around when there's some political infighting in the party. So there's some disarray going on in the Republican Party here in Wisconsin, Brian, because Rep. Behnke, I want to say I'm getting his name correctly. Representative
Behnke, yeah.
Behnke.
Yeah.
He contends that, he didn't know what Robin Voss looked like, apparently, the first time they met. He came into the first GOP caucus meeting.
It's very
meeting.
Easy. Like a persona, if you would take a cocktail weenie that's been left out too long and very angry and then turn it into a person, he looks just like that. I don't know why he couldn't find him.
Well, apparently, he had never seen a picture of him or anything. So the first caucus meeting, he's going in and shaking hands and everybody. And this gentleman says, oh, we're glad to have you here in the caucus. Welcome to the caucus. And Behnke was... responding like, oh great, who are you? And the response was, I'm Speaker Voss.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, it's kind of the vibe apparently that Voss gave off for that interaction. But Behnke recounted that interaction to the constituent. Also made some remarks about wanting to hit Governor Evers in the face. So if you ever met him in person,
here.
Yeah,
we'll see here. I have the WIS Dems press release here. It says, yesterday, State Rep. Elijah Behnke made a violent threat against Governor Tony Evers, saying, quote, if I get to see him, I'm going to punch him. That's at 4:45 in the video. Behnke was also recorded saying that Republicans should cheat to win elections. Great.
Again, the cheating that Rebecca Clayfish reportedly...
Yes, Behnke's comments come after Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish has repeatedly used violent and divisive rhetoric on the campaign trail, even calling on supporters to throw hands, asking if they have knives out, and she would love for school board members to receive death threats and harassment. All of those are linked to stuff.
Something about hiring mercenaries, too, I believe, was a quote from Clayfish.
Yeah. But also just this week, Robin Voss stripped Republican Timothy Rampton of his office staff following Rampton's comments critical of Voss and Republican leadership. If Voss is serious about holding his fellow Republicans accountable, Rep. Behnke's threats against the governor and his lies about the 2020 election demand action. And Ben Wickler has a statement. We'll read that on the way back.
Sounds good. But apparently disarray in the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin, folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents. One more segment left in the day. Give us a call. 844-967-2789.